I'm on another level. I'm on another level.
You better sing, boy. KT Pizzle.
Come on, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Pizzle? Talk to me.
How you feeling? How you feeling, Mike?
Man, I'm Gucci, my guy. How you feeling?
Man, blessed, bro. Blessed, bro. Blessed, man. No complaints. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot. I got a lot going on, bro. I got one of them days. It's back to back to back to back, but it's a blessing. Yep. Chris, how you feeling?
Yep. Same as you. A lot going on. I woke up like, all right, let's just figure it out. So here we are.
No, for sure. Me too. I'm locked in too. I went to bed last night because I need my brain to be sharp because I'm messing around to be on some photo stuff. I went to bed last night like 8:53. I just know it was right past 8:50. I didn't even see 9 o'clock. I hit that pillow hard. Yeah.
Listen, I've been trying to get to bed super early, but then every time somebody calls with an emergency, I'm like, what the heck? No. I mean, okay, here's the thing. I can't do it under stress.
Crystal don't know how to do that.
No, I got somebody in Ireland. I have people all over the world right now, and do not disturb is a hard thing to do when you
let me tell you something.
You're in emergency contact.
Respectfully.
Boundaries.
Right.
Respectfully.
You talk to her, boundaries.
You gotta set boundaries.
You gotta set you have a responsibility to you. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? Who's going to take care of the caregivers? You like a teacher, like a social worker, like a nurse at heart. Even though you Hollywood, you out there in L.A. making big moves. I'm super proud of you. Your heart is for people. So I need your heart in this season to be for you. Okay? Just say, got it, cuz. Or do I got to go deeper?
I think you got to go deeper. But for the sake of now, I'm going to say, got it, cuz.
Okay. I receive it. Yeah, but I feel you. And it might be sometimes when you're like, hey, I'm going to take that call from Ireland tonight. But you know what I'm saying? But when it's time to go to, like, yeah, you got to set them boundaries. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm learning. Yeah. I am learning to pace it out and prioritize me. Watch this. So I can be the best for other people. Let me tell you something. I'm a LeBron fan. I ain't watched none of his games because they too late. I'm not going to sleep early because I want to. God has trusted me with great responsibility. I need my brain to be sharp. I don't need to be all over the place scatterbrained. I need to be locked in. We about to have our conference in a couple of weeks.
Hey, no, for real. So probably should switch to prioritize me.
Okay.
I'm a LeBron fan too, but I just don't watch them because they suck.
Yeah, that's a whole nother conversation right there.
I'm not sacrificing for sucking. I'm not sacrificing for sucky. Not for sucky sucky. They sucky, bro. They're awful.
Okay.
I'm a sacrifice. I ain't gonna sacrifice and give you my all if you ain't giving your all.
If you ain't giving your all.
Yeah.
So okay, let's talk about prioritizing me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's talk about it. But before we do. Shout out to all of our next lovers out there. Those of y'all watching on YouTube, those of y'all listening on Apple or Spotify or wherever, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for tapping in with us. We don't take it for granted. So shout out to all of our next levelers out there. As you all know, absolutely, we have an annual next level speakers conference. Many people say, because it's so holistic, we don't just focus on the art, the gift, the people who want to be speakers or coaches. Now, if you want to be a speaker or a coach, this is definitely the place to be. But it's very holistic when we're talking about money and finances and marriage and marketing and branding, your brand, your business, your speaking career. April 30th to May 29th. Like, for real, y'all, it's going to be something really, really special. So definitely tap in with our Next Level Speakers Conference, April 30th to May 2nd. I think I said the wrong date just now. So April 30th to May 2nd. That's a Saturday, Sunday, Monday, y'all. 3 days here in Atlanta. It is going to be epic. Guess where it's at this year, y'all? The magnificent, the magnificent Marriott Marquis downtown. Oh. Fire of the fire. Oh. This where like the mayor hosts the annual gala. Yeah. Mayor hosts like the gala. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, y'all, it's gonna be different. The Marriott Marquis, I promise, is different.
Hold on, so Jay, keep it 100 with me. You think this year can really top last year, bro? Like, be honest.
you know, it's next level for a reason. EA, let me tell you something. Hey, Mike, for real, low key, even if we was like, yo, let's just perfect the system, let's just try to keep the same parts last year, that's impossible. Yeah. Like the venue itself,
right.
Like Barbo can see 1,200 people. Like it's gonna be bonkers, bro.
It's going to be
bonkers. People flying in from out the country. I'm seeing the ticket sales come in, and it's the early bird. Shout out to everybody want to get early bird. If you want to wait to the last minute, like that's fine. This one here will sell out. It's gonna be crazy, bro. We got the whole LED wall. It's gonna be bonkers, and the speakers we have. Oh my god, it's gonna be phenomenal. So,
yeah. So, Chris, you ready? Next,
conference.com. What you got me doing, Tracy?
It's a few things, actually. Tracy was like, maybe Crystal could help with this, or can we put a Crystal over this department? I was like, yeah, boo, let's just book her flight, and then we'll let her know where we need her, and we'll fit her in when we can. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we about to put all y'all to work. I ain't going to lie. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry, Crystal. Yeah.
I mean,
we need 40 volunteers. Like, that's how epic this conference is going to be. Yeah, it's going down. Anyway, nextlevelspeakersconference.com. So, yeah, let's talk about it, Chris, because I wasn't sure, you know, exactly where we was going to go with this episode. But let's talk about, like, boundaries or choosing you, right? Now, I can't lie, right? You know how I was kind of like, put your phone on do not disturb. Let me not act like I've been a do not disturb supporter or advocate for years. I had one of my homies tell me about it maybe 10 months ago. It wasn't even quite a year. And he was just like, yo, bro, before we start, put your phone on do not disturb. I was doing an interview with him. Ask Cash. Shout out to the homie Ask Cash inside the vault with the Earn Your Leisure Network. He was just like, yo, put your phone on do not disturb. I said, what you mean? He was like, yo, son. He from New York. He's like, yo, son, for real. I said, what you mean? He's like, bro, you got to do not disturb. I said, bro, I don't know what that is. Like, I don't be disturbing nobody. You know what I'm saying? He's like, no. It's a setting you can He's like, it's a setting you can put on your phone set that like blocks calls and texts so you can just be locked in and you can schedule it. And that was a game changer for me. And I set my sucker early. I got on do not disturb from like, I think like 7 or 8 p.m. until like maybe 6 a.m. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, because I want to be the best me I can be. So that's kind of what I'm doing to prioritize me and my time and my bandwidth, because I'm getting hit from so many different angles, so many different personalities, so many different issues, so many different challenges, so many different struggles with the different companies and the businesses, and the marketing and the budgeting and the traveling and the speaking and the family. Like when I look at most people, it's like, okay, you got one job or you might do a bunch of things within that one job. Like that's cool. But I've got six different entities I'm looking at. Then I've got the personnel. And because we're such a family company, you know what I'm saying? Like I was talking to Nick yesterday. We were having a conversation. She's like, yo, my grandma not doing well. And prayers in the name of Jesus for Grandma Gwen, right? Even praying for her now, God, you know, said touch her body. Complete healing is what we're believing for in the name of Jesus. And I was like, yo, let's stop. We're not going to have this meeting right now. Let's pray. You feel me? Like, it's just a lot. So I know for me, God is like, yo, when you are awake, when the world wakes up, because everybody ain't up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, but when the world wakes up, they're going to need you. And I want to release you to the world. And it's important for you to be the best you you can be. So take some time for you. I feel like from 8 p.m. to that 6 a.m., it's like off-season time. So that's what I'm on. So, Mike, I'm going to come to you, and then I'm going to come to you, Chris, because I got a feeling when we get to you, because we're going to have to go a little bit. But, Mike, are you taking care of yourself? Are you prioritizing you? Talk to me.
You know what? I am.
You looking up to the left. Is that about to lie? You about to lie? Are you capping? Are you taking care of you?
I'm trying to think about the details of how I've been doing it. That's hilarious, though. I'm so big about protecting my peace these days that honestly, I have to remind myself that it's okay for me to open back up. And so that's the balance that I need. Mm. Sometimes I shut everything down so much that I make myself inaccessible to my own progress. Does that make sense? So for me, what I mean by that is that the hours that I work in the way that I fly a lot, is just draining. It's draining. So a lot of times I had to learn to give myself a day after flying for a week straight to just recuperate, because my body was kept breaking down. I kept getting more sick than I had ever been, and I didn't understand what was going on. I'd never been sick in my life. So just seeing my body break down, I went and talked to a doctor, and they was just like, oh, because of how the altitude that you live at a certain altitude because of how often you're there. He's like, you have to make arrangements for your body to catch back up and settle down before you just go back in. It's like, yeah, you kind of getting a little bit of sleep at your other jobs was cool at first, but you can't play that game now. Before, when you used to go back and forth, whether or not you want to just take a couple Monster energy drinks and stuff, yeah, that was cool, but that won't work for you now. It hits different now because you're at a different altitude of your life. So right now, are you living at this altitude? So for me now, I'm realizing that I've gotten my system in place so much with that now I have to find ways to even structure my off time to where I'm even being productive and I'm not just sitting still, if that makes sense. But I definitely am big on protecting my peace and definitely protecting my energy. And one of the things that I've done intentionally is find me an accountability partner. Shout out to Anna. But she hits me up every night, or I hit her up every night before I go to sleep. And I ain't gonna lie, a lot of our interactions are not always easy. She signed up to get the worst me because I'm exhausted. I'm groggy. She's like, well, we got to plan out tomorrow. This is what you committed to. I didn't call you. You called me. You told me you wanted to be accountable. And so I'm just like, dang, man.
You, not just by the rest you get, but also with accountability partner, because that puts the focus back on you. So a part of your prioritizing you is also making sure that you're the best you can be. So you have meetings in the evening to set up your next day.
Exactly.
That's different.
And she's so black and white.
Just patting you on the head. Like, y'all really going in there. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Bro, for sure. For sure.
Yep.
She did not take it easy on me either.
I love it. And that's what you need too. Yeah, you need that, you know, you need that stern, you know what I'm saying, lock in. Yep, I love it.
Big Chris. Big fact.
Yeah. Miss, I'm taking calls at all hours of the night. I'm accessible to Ireland and New Zealand, the East Coast, and Portugal.
Talk to her, Jay. Talk to her.
To protect yourself, to protect your peace. Are you, let me ask you this. Are you prioritizing you? She looked up and to the left.
I'm prioritizing goals at the moment. I don't think I'm prioritizing me at the moment. When I say that, it's like, the reason why I have anxiety putting my phone on do not disturb at nighttime is because someone is always kind of, I'm like an emergency contact for so many people. And if my phone is on do not disturb and I'm their emergency contact, then who do they go to? And then I will feel, you know, I will wake up whole day completely messed up and gone if I'm realizing that I missed a call from somebody that I'm accountable for. And so it's hard for me to just really prioritize me sleeping and putting my phone on do not disturb and not really thinking about those other things.
Okay, let's stop right there. For one, I think Waka John said it best. Someone please call 911. If I don't answer the call, who else they gonna call 911? They gonna call their mama, their cousin, right? But I won't fight you on that because I know you in LA. It might be some celebrities that just need to tap in with you. Let me just say that. Let me ask this. I want to stay right there before we go any deeper anywhere else. These people that you are responsible for, is that like work wise or is that like family wise? Like what level? Because I'm responsible for a lot of people, but it's like, yo, you can hit me at 6. I don't have to take your emergency at 10:30. You gonna be okay? That's not my responsibility. So is it really your responsibility, or is that something
Crystal,
that you take
like
on?
I feel like I know how you about to respond. Can I guess, Crystal?
Go ahead.
I think Crystal's gonna say it's all of the above. her job is not just job. Like her clients become family. So she's like all around, like their whole lives are dependent upon the way that she manages them. So she kind of takes all of that on. That's just my thought. Well, Crystal, let me hear you. You break it down. Well,
I need to get an update if that's the case. I need to get an update if that's the case, because I didn't realize it was like that. Like, I know the new client that you brought on, and this particular client, and Chris, you know what I'm talking about. Like, they shouldn't have to hit you 2 o'clock in the morning for random stuff. Like, this is pretty, this is like a legend, like a very stable legend. Like, so it shouldn't have that type of demand on you, but maybe I'm wrong. Go ahead.
No, it's the business. Go ahead, Mike.
It's like, no, don't try to defer. Don't LeBron James right now.
Man, you really want me to use my voice today. But like I said, goals, I prioritize the goals, and not necessarily me. So if the goal is tomorrow we got to launch something, we got to release something, all around the clock, I'm working to get the release out. All around the clock, you know, throughout the hours, I'm hitting people and they're hitting me back, and it's 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, and we're going back and forth. And so I don't necessarily get sleep and prepare for the next day early in the morning, but instead my days become my nights. The most productive time for me is the nights. And so.
Let me just say this. That's different. That's different. If you got a big project, you got a big release, and you finish your stuff, you sitting everything off at 11, but you know at 12, 1 or 2, they might call you to need you to tweak something. That's different, because that's a part of the work. And I understand that. It's been times I've got members on the team. Q is probably one of the hardest, not the hardest, right? I feel like I'm the hardest working person within our establishment, but he probably second or third. And I know he's working all hours of the night, so I get that. Right. I'm more so talking about when you're like, OK, the work is done and I'm going to sleep, but still I'm just still at happily accessible. If you got a big deadline the next day, that's different. But sometimes I feel like we be taking on extra pressure, and I could be wrong. That might not be necessary. And if you're working for an institution, OK, there we go. Because if they hit you and they be like, Crystal, I called you at 3 o'clock in the morning, I can't believe you answered. Call me, because I promise you we'll open up a position for you, because ain't nobody got to live like that. But if you just so dedicated, and you got my heart, because I love people who execute, who don't need a pat on the back, who just get the job done. That's my love language, right? I love that. But I'm concerned that eventually you're going to get to a point where you're going to burn out. But if you say my nights is day and my day is night, that's godly. God said, I'll turn your nights into morning. You feel me? So if that's what you on, I'm feeling you. So go ahead. If that's where you at.
I mean, that's right now sometimes. I'm not going to sit up here and say all the time. That's what I am sometimes. Wait, I want to see him. I need to see his face when I'm talking to him.
Yeah, okay, here we go. All three, there we go.
Okay. Yeah, that's where I am sometimes, not all the time. I think I just, maybe it's just, I need to let go of the fear of missing out on a call throughout the night.
Fear of missing out.
It's still that thing, like, okay, I signed up to be responsible for people, so I have to somewhat be accessible. If I put my phone on Do Not Disturb, you know, you got to call twice to get through, right? That's something I had to learn with actually a previous artist of mine, because her phone was always on Do Not Disturb. She lives with it on Do Not Disturb. But anyway.
So can we stay on the other point you mentioned, which I thought was really epic and really brilliant. If this would definitely be in the next level, 10 commandments of next level living. You said I might not necessarily prioritize me, but I prioritize my goals. That was deep. That was deep. And let me say this. I felt that in every fabric of my soul. But I also realized, and it might be different because of me in a leadership role, but I found that if I really want my goals to happen, then I got to be the best me. Let me tell you something. If I am not the best me, man, I will self-sabotage what I got. I got to have a meeting today. This is like real time, y'all. I got to have a very hard conversation today with somebody. They are literally self-sabotaging themselves. If I don't get my rest, if my brain is not functioning where it needs to be, I can mess around and self-sabotage myself. Now I self-sabotage my goals. Now I separate myself from the good things that was happening in my life. And so I want you to think about that, Chris, because I feel you. You're like, yo, I'm locked in on my goals. I want to see Crystal. I'm locked in on my goals. I'm locked in on what God has in store for me. I'm locked in on it. But there is one determinant factor throughout this whole thing, and it's you. So I want to make sure you're doing what you got to do to make sure you're good. You follow me there? Because you got a big heart, and it's only a matter of time before you get burnt out. You get in your feelings. You start feeling a certain type of way. I got members of my team. I'm like, yo, do me a favor. Get your good rest at night. When you wake up, don't jump right to work. Get in your word. Make sure you're in alignment with God so you can clearly hear from God, so you ain't hearing the voice of the enemy, and you ain't getting distracted because the enemy will love to come in and mess with what we have going on. Then tap in. You know, I talked to Ryan. I'm like, bro, when you work out in the morning, you have your time with God. Then you get your workout in. And shout out to Ryan, man. My man lost like 30 pounds. He's going to need a new wardrobe by the time the summertime comes. You feel me? Wait till you see
him. Like, clap in the chat, you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Ryan. Yeah. I see you, boy.
Yeah. But he's taking care of himself. He's taking care of his mind. Like, he's in a good place. So, Chris, are you receiving what I'm saying? I love your grind now.
I'm receiving what you're saying. Every morning, I try to go in my little meditation corner and meditate and write for a little bit before I get my day started. I wake up and I write and I go meditate. I need to put back in working out. I was doing that, but then I kind of put that on the back burner, but I need to go back to it because I noticed that.
And it wasn't my cousin. I wouldn't acknowledge this, but last time you came to Atlanta, I was like, okay, cuz, you've been in the gym. You feel me? But no, I mean, keep it on the
And it also activates my mind. So it's not even just, you know, like physical, it's mental. So when I work out, more oxygen is getting to my brain so that I'm able to think better, I'm able to be quicker, I'm able to like pull up responses and analyze things quicker. But when I'm not working out, it's like, all right, it's gonna take my brain some time to wake up. And I realized that working out is actually not just for physical fitness. It's for you to be alert in your best self mentally. So, yeah.
So I just got done doing something I haven't done in many years. Prioritizing me, hot yoga.
Yeah.
It kicked my aspirin. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I'm talking about. And I think the last time I did it was maybe 5 years ago. So I'm thinking like, man, hot yoga when I'm 36 is one thing. 41 hot yoga hit different. But I say all that to say, I tapped in because I want to have a clear mind. I want to have good joints. I want to have flexibility, mobility. I want those negative, that bad toxins to come out of my body. I want to have the weekly, like I want to be the best me I can be. So I'm doing that because I prioritize myself. I have a very full day. You know what I told Ebony? I do high yoga from here on out every single Tuesday at 8:15 a.m. So don't schedule nothing until at least 10:30 on Tuesdays because I need my time for our hot yoga. You know what I'm saying? Then I can crawl back to my truck and get my butt home and take a shower and then start my day, even though I started hella early before that. But I do that because I'm prioritizing me. You know what I'm saying? And you, Chris, you, Mike, are more important than anything, anyone else, any phone call, any project, any release date, any major launch, any book signing, any opening, any flight.
Yeah.
You That's are more important than any of that. And truth be told, if you really want to have the best launch, the best release date, you want to be the best team member, you want to be the best owner, the best, you know, if you want to be the best, then you got to be the best you. You know what I'm saying? And so in order for you to be the best, I tell my team members all the time, like, yo, if you don't take care of yourself, you're going to have some holes in your armor. You're only giving us a shell of yourself. What am I going to do with that? So to wrap this up and bring this around, and I want to, I'm gonna talk to the general public, Mike. What are you gonna do moving forward? Right? Okay. So like getting your rest at night, that's cool. And I believe when you make that move to Atlanta, praise God, I'm still holding you to that. You know what I'm saying?
I would be cool.
Baby, we all celebrating. When you make the move to the A and you shift and transition, you know, when it comes to your day-to-day, I believe that you're going to go to a whole nother level because you need that stability. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I believe it's going to help you. But what can you do today? What takeaways, what can you do today to say, you know what, this is one more thing I can add to better prioritize myself?
One thing that I can add to prioritize myself right now is discipline. Once I make a schedule, I have to commit to what I agree to. One thing I also have to understand while making my schedule is not to make a schedule based off of what I want to achieve, but based off of what I know that I can do. A lot of times I get excited about the progress that can be made and I put more on my plate than I'm able to do. And I start going after with the energy and excitement and my desire of what I want without the attainability aspect. I'm putting way too much on there. I'm giving myself too short of a window. I need to spread this thing out and allow discipline to help achieve my goals and not just motivation or excitement.
I love it. I love it. I love it. That's good. Chris, what can you do besides putting your phone on do not disturb? Because you're right. They can just call you twice if they really need to get through to you. And do you receive? Do we need to have part two? Do you receive like what I was sharing?
I receive what you're sharing. Yes. Yes, I receive what you're sharing. Okay. It's, you know what? Growing up the way that I kind of did, I was very independent. And so being poured into from family, it feels different than to be poured into from a stranger, if that makes any sense for me. So if somebody else could tell me the same thing, and I'll be like, yeah, okay. But you telling me is actually, it's actually having me stop in my track and be like, all right, look, you actually got to listen because this is family. He actually does care about you. So it's not just something that, you know, is being said. And so, yes, I do receive it and going forward, I think I'll have to think about what I'm going to do differently. Cause I don't want to, you know, make something up on the spot just to have something to say, but
can I give you a recommendation?
Yes.
I would recommend, right. That if there is a big project, cause hopefully you only work, you know, 5-6 days a week, right? So you don't have some big project or some big deadline
Wait, hold on. Go ahead.
It's crazy. Is it spring yet? Them allergies is crazy.
No,
how many days you say a weekday?
Oh, okay. Like what, 5-6?
5-6?
Yeah.
Dang, real quick. I think only God took a break on the seventh day. I don't know if Crystal did. Let me see.
You're not even resting, Chris.
Mike is just saying that because the time when he came to visit me, we had stuff to do every single day. And he like, are you gonna have a chance to eat? Can I eat? And I'm like, yeah, hold on, Mike.
Even when we went out to eat, they were meetings. I'm like, Crystal, are we ordering? She's like, oh, you can get some. What? We're here to eat. I waited so we could eat. She's like, oh yeah, if there's time. What? Eat.
How come I ain't tired?
Okay.
You know that Mike just popped up.
First of all, Jeremy be acting like he ain't him. Jeremy be acting like he ain't who he is. Like he real Jeremy want to be two people so bad. Like why don't y'all call me? I could leave everything and start running my shit for a second. I could let this thing sink for 24 hours. I can come back and get it. No, you can't leave, Jeremy. You are not free. You are not free, bro.
I want to go eat.
Okay, yeah, over Zoom. We better go to the same restaurant in a different city. You better meet me at the Cheesecake.
Jeremy told me he wanted to come to the Super Bowl, and I said, well, come on. And he said, oh, I can't come. I said, Jeremy, you don't have time. You just do not have the time.
It was wishful thinking. I'm going to start scheduling. That's another thing, too, that prioritizes me. I schedule everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. If it's important, let's put it on the calendar. So even if it's somebody's like, yo, I just need you for 15 minutes, like, bro, let me put it on the calendar or else it's not going to happen. So Chris, I see what you're saying. Can I give you one recommendation?
Yes.
I'm going to give you two. For one, you need to take a day to rest. That's it, right?
Yeah, that's my Sabbath. During the day, I'm Sabbath. And at night, it's a different story.
There we go. And the second thing I recommend is if there are times when there are those big projects, just let the people that you're working with know, say, hey, it's 11, it's late, I'm going to call it a night. But if it's really important, you can reach out to this person. Or if it's really important, give me a call. But I plan to tap in with you around 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? That way they know. So just I would just say to just put it out there, you know, and let them know, like, hey, I'm about to call it tonight. I'm about to go to sleep. If you need me, you can hit Clarissa. You can hit my assistant, Mikey, like whoever, you know what I'm saying? Just find somebody but they might say, Chris, I need you, but at least let them know that way before they go and hit you, just thinking you just up. They like, you know what? She did say she's going to get her rest. Watch this. She respects herself. So I will respect her. But if you don't put those boundaries in place, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't put those boundaries in place, then they not going to know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have those little lines on the road, not for decoration. It's to let you know, hey, don't cross over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have those guardrails on the highway because it's like, no, we want to keep you on the road. They have those little things on the road that make the sound if your tire goes over it, not to make a cool beat or a cool sound, but it's to keep you on that straight and narrow. And so you have to do the same thing. You have to let people know, like, look, I love you. I got your back. I just need some time for me. And so if you need me, these would be the times I'm available, unless it's a super big emergency. So just try to implement that more often, okay?
Okay. So then I have a question for you. Do you prioritize time for you outside of family and business?
Yeah, so my mental health coach, Duwan, shout out to Duwan.
Hold on real quick, Jay. When you say yes, so that's like the verbal way of looking up and left. Yeah, so don't be trying to give yourself seconds to create a story. You talk straight to Crystal. And nah. I just want you to talk straight to us. This is next level, not next sentence. Use the one that you got and start from
So excuse my proper term. I know you was an English teacher. So what I typically do is the advice I get from my mental coach is to identify three things that gives me joy, peace, or happiness, to identify five things that give me joy, peace, and happiness, and do at least three of those once a week just for me. And so the things that I do for me, it is my time with God in the morning when I can, you know what I'm saying, after I have my time with God, have some coffee, I can catch up on my sports center. I ain't got to fool with nobody. I work out, you know what I'm saying? I might go for a swim. I do my hot yoga, you know what I'm saying? Like, those are the primarily the things that I do for me. And then at nighttime, me and Tracy go and watch a couple shows together where we can just sit and chill. So those are the things I do for me that's outside of business, outside of like kicking it with the kids and doing date nights. It's just that time when there ain't nothing going on, ain't no responsibilities on me. This is just what I can do to prioritize me. So, okay. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I do.
Okay.
Hmm?
And what's one thing you would want to incorporate or do more of or less of?
Oh, you're going to put this back on me. Praise God. Yeah, I love that. Okay. I love that. Mike loves it too. So what I would probably say, man, there's actually something that I was doing, y'all, that I really enjoyed doing. And we might have it on another podcast, only if like 20 people comment and say, I want to hear about it. But there's one thing that I was doing that God told me not to do anymore. And it really hurt my heart because I felt like it was nothing wrong with it. And it was just, it just really kind of, it wasn't pornography or nothing. Because I feel like what I'm about to say is going to sound real crazy.
No! All right, go ahead.
It wasn't like pornography or nothing like that, but there was something that I did that I enjoyed doing, and God was like, yo, when you are in the season, it's nothing bad. It ain't like, no, I wasn't drinking or smoking, nothing like that, but God has me in a real super disciplined space. And there was something, you know, saying that I was partaking in that was like, it would be no secret. Like if I told y'all like, hey, this is what I've been doing recently, you'd be like, oh, that's dope. I do that too. But God was just like, for me, again, I know this is a whole lot of ambiguity, but if I share it, I got to tell the whole story. So unless like 20 people in the comments say, Jay, I want to know about it, I'll do a whole podcast and be all the way vulnerable and transparent with y'all. But I will need 20 people to be like, bro, I want to know about it. But with that being said, there are some other things I'm looking at doing just to take care of me that I can enjoy that can put me in a place of peace and tranquility. And so I do have to kind of think on that. But I would actually think that I actually do a pretty good job taking care of myself. All right, here, let me keep it all the way 1,000. One thing I got to do differently, though, is I need to try my best to be done with work by the time the kids come home. Because as much as I'm not, I do find myself saying, hold on a second, Jewel. Man, I feel bad even saying it. I found on second saying, hold on one second, Jax. And I'm trying to send that last little email or somebody called me or text me drama. And they only get it. I'm like, yo, your stuff is now affecting me. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like I'm dealing with this. I've got to do better at just letting that thing be. I might even start putting my phone on Do Not Disturb at 5, Chris. Stop playing. You feel me? But I want to be when my kids come home and my babies come home.
4:30.
My undivided attention. So that's something I can do better. And I am going to do better at that.
Okay, thanks for the transparency. Just to clarify, the thing that you've been holding back from is not calling Mikey, right?
No, it's not. It's not calling Mikey.
Just making sure. It's not.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for that. All right, so let me give a quick message and a quick word to all of our listeners and viewers, right? This is a quick recap before we wrap this thing up and take away. Many of you that's tapped in with us, you know, oftentimes when we think about next level living, we think about living a life of purpose. We think about living a life of service. We think about living a life of sacrifice. We thinking about doing for others and looking out for others. You know what I'm saying? Kind of being like that. You know what I'm saying? Like Jesus, like he gave his life for this world, right? So oftentimes we think about that, but we lose ourselves. So even if you do look at the life of Christ and you do say like, yo, he gave his life, you know what I'm saying, for mankind, it's like, yes. But if you also look real closely at the word, it says that he got up while the dew was still on the ground in the morning and he retreated and he had his time with God. He went up on the Mount Transfiguration. He got that insight. He got that spirit. He got that anointing. Like he got that time of rest when they was on the boat and on the ship, when it was all frantic and all these things were happening. Like even Jesus, the Messiah, was sleeping. Ain't nobody robots out here, right? So it's time for you to prioritize you. You want to be the best version of you can be. You want to be the best human, the best husband, the best wife, the best father, the best mother, the best employee, the best coworker, the best owner, the best speaker, the best author, the best entrepreneur, the best chef, the best human being. You got to be willing to take care of yourself. You got to be willing to tell other people no. You know what I'm saying? So that you can say yes to you. Because when you say no to other things, you can say yes to Australia. You can say yes to that business. You can say yes to straight A's. But you got to be willing to say no to some other things so that you can say yes to yourself. And so for all of you all out here listening and watching us right now, the best thing that you can do is to prioritize you. That don't mean you like all the focus on me. And I'm not on vanity. I'm talking about making sure that your heart is in a good place, making sure that your mind is in a good place, making sure that your spirit and your energy is in a good place, making sure that you get the rest that you need, and make sure that you're mindful, you're practicing mindfulness. You're asking yourself, how do I feel right now? What's going on in this world? What's up with my energy? Where am I at in this mental space? Why am I in this place? And really being tapped in and in tune with you so that you can be the absolute best person that you're supposed to be. The world deserves the best mic. The world don't deserve an average mic. The world don't deserve a pretty good crystal. We need the absolute best crystal out here in the world. The world don't reserve Jeremy running on fumes or shelling myself. The world needs the absolute best version of me. The world needs the absolute best version of me. For every single one of you watching and every single one of you listening, it's your responsibility to prioritize you. And that's how you're going to experience next level living. Let's get it. I'm on another level.